You're listening to a podcast from Victory. We are commanded to keep the Sabbath day holy. Learn more in week 4 of 10.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our 7 p.m. here at Victory Metro East, our worship service. Again, to those who came for the very first time, maraming salamat sa pagdala niyo ngayong gabi. And, you know, we are excited about continuing our series titled 10 that we are revisiting the Ten Commandments. You know, I just asked Myla a while ago that, kailan ba ipasukan? This week na, di ba? Alam mo, gusto ko lang pag-pray yung mga estudyante na papasok this week. Alright? At the same time, kasi ang focus po ng word natin ngayon is really about our relationship with God. We're gonna talk about Sabbath. But next week will be, it's about our relationship to our parents, about honoring them, alright? Our parents. But I'd like to take this time, if you're one of our students, alright, you'll be going out to your classes, alright, to your schools this week. Pwede ba tumayo ng mga estudyante? All our students, please stand up on your feet, alright? We want to pray for you, and we just want to speak our blessings to you. Is that okay? We want to speak blessing to you, sa mga estudyante. At ako rin magpipray mamaya, pagpipray ko naman yung tuition fee. Alright, alam nyo, magulang din ako at meron akong tatlong anak. Alright, and so syempre, diba, especially this coming June, ito po, we really have to save and we really have to believe God. I'm just telling you, my son, alright, he's going to a different school, alright, and he's believing God, alright, he himself is believing God and said, tell me, if that is your good school, then it's not our problem, we're gonna believe God for money, for your tuition fee. So, pag-pray ko later on yung mga parents. Okay lang po ba yun? I'd like to ask one of our finest campus missionaries who's from actually Ortigas, but join us because of our Victory Antipolo. Alright, Gab is right here. Pastor Gab, please come up here and pray for our students. I'd like him to pray for all the students. Can you raise up your hands, students? Is that okay? Every one of you, raise up your hands. So, Gab, please pray for them.
Lord, we thank you for every student in this place, Lord. Thank you that you have called them for this such a time like this to go back in their campus for a purpose. Thank you, Lord, that even before they go there, they would be refreshed with their calling. Lord, that they're going to change their campus, Lord, starting with their grades, starting, Lord, how they deal with themselves, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that they won't be afraid, Lord, of the challenges that they're going to face in the campus, meeting new challenges, maybe profs, schedule, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that they are going to be confident, Lord, with the grace that you're going to give them. Lord, thank you that you're going to give them, Lord, such discipline, Lord, to study, Lord, that even their classmates would see such integrity in how they deal with their studies. Yes. And Lord, thank you, Lord, that you're going to set them up as leaders, Lord, in their classrooms, in their school, Lord, that some of them, Lord, you are touching their hearts right now to even be part of the student council, to be an officer in their organizations. Lord, thank you, Lord, that you're going to empower them to lead in their campus, Lord. And also, I pray, Lord, for their holiness, Lord, in that campus, Lord. Whatever peer pressure they're going to face, Lord, thank you that there is greater in them, someone in them that is greater to face any challenges that they're going to face, Lord, in their campus, and that is you. Lord, thank you that your presence is going to be with them and even go before them, Lord, before they enter their campus. Lord, I pray for every student here, Lord, that even them, Lord, would be able to be a salt and a light in their campus, Lord, that their classmates, they're going to know you because of the students. They're going to be able to preach the gospel, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all the students represented here, Lord, in their campus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Lord, to all the parents who are here today, believing you for provision, Lord, we ask that you are the God of all provision. Lord, I pray that you bless the work of the parents' hands. We pray that the tuition fee will come in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray for favor. I pray for open doors. I pray that money will come to us. We're not going to run after money, but it's money who's going to follow us wherever we go. In the name of Jesus, we declare it today for every parent. Parents, if you're believing God for that money, raise up your hands. Or okay, for tuition fee. Lord, as we raise up our hands right now, pour out your blessings, even as we have given, Lord, get to our tithes and offering. Lord, you've proven yourself, your people faithful. And Lord, I pray that, Lord God, you will repay them for their faith. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone would say a big, big amen. 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 Let's give the Lord a hand. Praise God. Okay. You know, one of the preaching series that that's been grabe, parang in demand that we've been talking about for the very beginning of the year is really about rise and fall, no? It's our leadership series of preaching about what leadership is about based on God's word. Remember that before the election, di ba, we shared and presented to you God's word regarding the kind of leaders that we are raising. And guess what? Something happened just this week because of the rise and fall series. Okay, we just want to let you know how important this is. And so we want to show to you what happened. Okay, ayan. Because of the rise and fall of our series, we don't know what happened recently, but you know, here in Victory, we also do counseling and comforting and really encouraging people. So if you're one of the camps, I'm sorry to say we're here to counsel you. No, that's a joke. But again, ewan ko lang, but sayang nangyari. Sana nagtutunan lang sila, no? Pero hindi nangyari. Pero makikita mo talaga kung sino yung Christian talaga, no? So hindi talaga kasi in-honor si God. Yung isa parang ano nangyari. So anyway, malalaya. Forget about that picture. Okay. Oh, let's be in the spirit, okay? We started the series called The Ten Commandments and we call it 10. I want to let you know, hindi po natin maintindihan yung 10 commandments if we are not gonna know the context of this. And the context is really the father heart of God writing to his children. All right, just imagine with all the 600 laws written in the Old Testament books, it boils down to this 10. And that's why it's so important that of all the 600 plus commandments, God nailed it down to 10. And I believe it's worth visiting. No, and so we're gonna talk about today what the word Sabbath. You know, last Sunday, Pastor Romel preached a powerful message regarding not to use the name of the Lord in vain. Gusto ko lang po emphasize again and to remind to those of you who missed that message that, you know, God is particular with the kind of words that we say. You know, all of us will be held accountable to God with every words that you say. Kaya nga po mag-ingat po tayo sa mga comments natin sa Facebook, sa mga social media. I'm serious. All right, we have a sister right now who's been attacked and bashed with the wrong impression. And so we are standing with our sister in prayer. But reality is, with the venue of the social media that you could see and with all the comments out there, you know, we can destroy one another. And so that's refers to one. But how much more really using the Lord's name in vain? Kaya po yung mga expressions po natin, yung mga OMG, yung oh my gosh, it's coming from the word God. And the Bible says that, you know, all of us, okay, will be judged according to the word, especially pag sinasabi po natin yung pangalan ng Panginoon. You know, I had a privilege to go to Israel, and even our leader, and even it was confirmed by our teacher here that, alam mo, sa mga Jew pala, especially if you're a Christian, pag susulat mo yung pangalan ni God, pag susulat mo yung God, G, and before they write the word O, okay, they will leave it blank, all right, they're not going to write the letter O, they're going to literally go to the comfort room to take a bath. They're going to wash themselves, take a bath, and continue to write G-O-D. Because that's how they revere the word God. And it seems to us that outside Israel, okay, the way we were raised up, hindi tayo aware paminsan, pero imagine tayo may relationship kay God, pero ginagamit natin yung pangalan ng Panginoon, you know, just the way we express it, OMG, di ba, with all this. And so it's not right. Even by people were cursing, they're mentioning the word Jesus, di ba, imagine that. And so, again, I'd just like to mention this, that this is important. This is part of the Ten Commandments. And we adhere to His Word because this is God's Word and it's for our benefit as well. Can you say amen to that? Today, we're going to talk about Sabbath. If I'd like to ask everyone to stand on their feet as we read God's Word today in Exodus chapter 20, starting in verse 1 to 3, I want to start, which is the overall underlining message comes from this with the rest of the commandment. It says here, in verse 1 of Exodus 20, and God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. Verse 8, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son, nor daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, nor the alien within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Everybody say he rested. Yes. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. For this is the word of the Lord for all of us today and for the rest of the week. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we bow down, worship. Lord God, revere your name today. Lord, we say thank you that, Lord God, we receive by faith what we've asked and prayed for today. But Lord, most of all, as we hear your message, may you open our hearts, open our minds. May your Holy Spirit take charge. Lord, mangusap po kayo sa amin na nandito po kami, not just to hear your word, but to be doers of your word. So we pray for an obedient heart. Lord, we ask that your will be done and your kingdom will come forth in our lives. We ask in Jesus' name we pray, and everyone would say, amen. Please take your seats. You know, Sabbath is probably one of the least topic that Christians talk about. And people would say, why dwell in Sabbath when there's a lot more important instructions or commandments that we need to follow? There's much more to focus on with other commandments aside from the Sabbath. Others would say, well, I'm not a Jew. Remember, the Lord wrote these commandments precisely, specifically for the Jewish people. Then since we're not Jews, but why engage? Why bother? Some would say, well, you know what? We got to take the word of God seriously, that when God says it's Sabbath, it's for Him. Then, talaga, we don't have any choice. Then we got to stop all the things that we're doing and really not do anything on that specific day. Kaya nga paminsan, yung mga tao, pag sinabi mong Sabbath, hindi na mag-grocery, pero kailangan mag-grocery, pero hindi na mag-grocery kasi nga, they take it seriously, nagiging legalistic na. Masyado nang nagde-dwell dun sa Sabbath na even the very needs of the people had been forgotten. And so, that should not be the case. Well, for others, people would say, well, why bother? That scripture precisely was written in the Old Testament and we're living in the New Testament. Isn't it that we're under grace and not law? So why are we still going to talk about the Sabbath? And for others, as if people are ignorant, they wouldn't care less to talk about it because they don't know what the Sabbath is all about. Well, here's the thing. If God put the word Sabbath, just what we read, as part of the Ten Commandments, of all the 600 plus laws in the Old Testament nailed down to 10, then Sabbath is important to God. If Sabbath is important to God, then it's also relevant and important to us as well. Can you say amen to that? Amen. And that's why we got to dwell and check out and revisit what is the Word of God saying and pertains to all of us. So what makes this commandment important? Kagaya po kanina, when before we read verse 8, which our text today, again, we still go back to the first, second, and third verses, that all underlining, everything boils down to this, the first commandment. From 1 to 10, number 1 is the underlining, the whole concept of this commandment, which the Bible tells us, there should be no other gods before me. It was just writing, the father writing his own child and say, this is a love letter to you. I hope there's no other father that you have. I'm the only father. Di ba? So ganun yung konsepto nito. Ganun po yung konteksto nito. It's like a love letter. That's why it's a perfect law, okay, that we say, coming from a perfect love that comes from God. And so that's the context of it. So if it's important, what makes it important? Bakit importante po pag-usapan yung Sabbath? Let me give you 4 points. And the rest is to give you the full message of this. In summary of this message, it has 4 points. What makes Sabbath very important? Number one, what makes Sabbath important? Because God said it. If God said it, then it must be real important. Pag sinabi ni Lord yan, ibig sabihin, kailangan natin pagtuunan, kailangan natin pagtuunan na pansin, kailangan natin intindihin, at kailangan natin gawin. Since sinabi ni Lord yan, importante yan. Pangalawa po, God wants you to rest and not just to work. Diba, especially in our generation that we talk about work, it's a 24-hour thing. Dati, yung kapanahunan po ng mga ninuno natin nandito, okay, yung mga oldies po, yung mga siguro mga tatay ko, yung mga tatay at mga lolo ko, yung time nila, pag sinabi mo 24-hour work, yung it refers to a guard, security guard, kasi if you hire a security guard, diba, that guard is supposed to guard, diba, 24 hours, depends on the shift, even, diba, early in the morning, wala siyang choice, pero kailangan niya magbantay ng establishment, diba? Eh kasi yun yung trabaho na. Pero ngayon, it's part of our life. Call centers depends on your schedule. You don't have any choice than for you to report in the morning because you're dealing with, diba, clients who are in Australia who have their own time there and also in the U.S., in Europe, and so you don't have any choice. You gotta show up 12 midnight because that's the way it is. You're dealing with those people there. So think about this. With the fast pace of the, you know, just the technology, and the internet and all the things that we have here. Guess what? We all know what's going on. In a matter of a minute or a second, alam natin mangyayari doon sa kabilang, di ba? Kabilang ibayo, Europe, in Australia, in America. Why? Because people are working. But at the same time, in the same breath, God wants us to rest and not just to work. Thirdly, God wants you to enjoy Him as He works to bless you. There's such thing that in Sabbath, God is at work. Akala lang natin, tayo lang yung nag-work, pero hindi po natin naisip. Kasi Lord din nagtatrabaho para sa atin. We're gonna talk about that later on. And last but not the least, the Lord, the God that we serve. He's the Lord of the Sabbath, which even God rested on the seventh day. I was doing follow-up, one-to-one. This guy's gonna be part of the Victory Weekend. And we are in the topic about baptism since we revisited that. And so I was trying to share about what baptism is about. And so when we encounter the scripture where Jesus himself went through baptism, sa mismo, di ba, sabi niya, okay, John the Baptist, well, it must be done to fulfill all righteousness. And Jesus went through baptism. You know how this guy reacted and responded? I was so amazed kasi sabi niya, ha, si Jesus nagpapaptize, eh di dapat ako din magpapaptize. Wala tayong excuse kung siya mismo nagpapaptize, bakit ako hindi pwede magpapaptize? Dapat lang ako magpapaptize dahil si Jesus mismo nagpapaptize. Di ba? The same goes with us, with God. God rested on the seventh day. Then why can't you? Why can't you have a day of rest when God himself rested on the seventh day? Let's all go for this. Number one, God said it. Well, make this Sabbath really important to God because he said it. Verse 8, he said, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Remember means what? To mark, as to be recognized. All right? It means to be mindful and to observe. And it's so important for us to understand that the word Sabbath means rest. You need to have a day of rest. You need to make sure that in your schedule, you set aside a day of rest. Are you here with me? It's not a matter of slowing you down. God is speaking to you to stop what you're doing. Everything of your work, stop worrying, stop thinking of what you're going to do for the rest of the week. You just got to, not to slow down, but to stop and set aside that Sabbath, or we call it the rest day. Are you still here with me? Pero nga, with so many things that is happening, sabi ko nga kanina ng 5 o'clock, miski ako, the Lord convicted me. Kasi nga pag sinabi natin day of rest, hindi day of rest, pero minsan day of rest siya, dapat rest, pero nagwo-work pa rin tayo. Wala nga tayo sa opisina, pero talaga nagwo-work tayo. Kaya nga tama si Rihanna eh. Sabi ni Rihanna, work, 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 di ba? So, work, work. Kaya nga di ba, day of rest mo na. Ano bang ginagawa mo? Di ba? Nasa internet ka, nakipag-usap ka, may ka-deal ka, magsaset ka ng mga meeting for the day. You're supposed to stop everything because that's what God says. Is that clear? Set a time, remember that Sabbath day, the rest day, and it says here, to keep it holy, means to say, you really set apart and focus all your energies. Folks, listen, the more you rest, the more you get holy. God set that apart to be a holy day. So if it's a rest day, it should be a rest day. Can you say amen? God said it. It's really important to him. Secondly, God wants us to rest and not just work. Sabi po rito sa verse 9, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. 6 days. Verse 10, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. It's the day of the Lord. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son, your daughter, your manservant, maidservant, your animals, nor the alien within your gates. Okay? It's so important for us to understand, lalo na po tayo, no? Yung mga, sabihin natin, bossing, yung mga boss, yung mga sariling may business, may mga workers ka. Baka ikaw rin, hindi ka nagpapa rest day. sa mga empleyado natin. And I'm talking about also mga kasambahay. Pag kasambahay natin, wala nang trabaho yan, baka inutusan mo pa rin yan. Pag sinabi mong day off 24 hours, hindi half day off. Kung kayo, itong tayo, sinasabihan tayo ni Lord, mag-day off, pati tayo, mga boss, lalo na Kristiyano ka, yung mga trabahador, if you will, Okay, yung mga nagwo-work po sa ating mga empleyado natin, kasambahay natin, kung sino man sila, driver natin, kung meron, if there is such, well, let me tell you, you got to be also right with them. And you're giving them fair treatment. It's not just us, it's for them as well. And so what we're saying, it's biblical. That's what God says. Your maid servant, your man servant. They should also have a time of rest. Our kids, by the way, let me just say this. We're talking about work. For our students, the work has something to do with your studies, with your classes. Hindi kayo nagkaroon ng 7 days of classes. You just got 6 days, or probably to some it's 5 days. That one particular day is the day where you will dedicate and set apart so that your focus will be on God. Can you say amen to that? How many of you know that our bodies need to rest? We need to rest, isn't it? Sometimes yung body mismo, diba? Siya yung kumakatok sa atin, magpahinga ka na. If you don't have rest, your work will be affected. I myself, if I don't have enough sleep and exercise, guess what? Groggy ako, I can't think right. Gahabol ako, hindi ko maintindihan paminsan. Hindi ako sharp, especially when making decisions. I want to hear and engage with my staff. Not only with my staff, but if I'm in the fort, with our leaders there, with our apostolic team, I want to know what's happening. I want to make sure that I'm fully 100% in full attention and focus of all the things we talk about. Why? Because it should be. That's my work. And for me, I have lots of things happening in Antipolo, in Pasig, in Metro East, with my time with our apostolic leaders. There's a lot happening with the way you deal with your staff and the upcoming staff, with our banquets here, with our construction in Antipolo. There's a lot happening, but my body needs to rest. And just to let you know, I was convicted recently. Even doing this message, say, oh God, thank you. I need to be reminded, and the Lord is reminding, to set a day of rest. Just want to let you know, I'm also preaching to myself. Bago po namin preach to, kami po muna. Paminsan, we just have to look at, you know, the Bible in the mirror. It's like, ako ba to? Parang, Lord, kami po muna. Ang hirap i-preach kung hindi namin gagawin. Kaya, we just want to be open. Even God convicted me of this. And so, hindi ko kayo nag-iisa. Pati pastor nyo kasama dito. For us, you know what? Our day of rest, hindi naman kailangan pag sinabi mong Sabbath. Sabbath yan. Hindi ho ganon. Ang Sabbath po is just a term which means rest. What's important, you set aside a day for us, pastor, since Sunday is work for us. We set aside a day of our rest, which is Monday. Okay? And we don't do counseling on Monday. We don't do any kinds of stuff. As much as possible, our phones are off, all right? And so sometimes people wants to meet me on a Monday. I got to call it off. I'm sorry, all right? I got to rest. There's so many things that I need to do. And so it doesn't matter whatever day, as long as you have rest. Can you say amen? It's important to share. In America, there's a group called 24-Hour Society. And they figure out the disasters, the greatest accidents in the world, like the Exxon Valdez spill in Alaska, the Chernobyl nuclear power plant disaster in Ukraine, the Korean Airlines, okay, that was shot by the Soviet Union, all occurred in the middle of the night, and it was indicated that fatigue, more than anything, was the contributing factor because they did not rest well. They made a mistake. In fact, back in July 3 of 1988, the U.S. business shut down an Iranian A300 Airbus, killing 290 people on board. And you know what? The reason? Fatigue stress operators in the high-tech combat information center on the carrier misinterpreted radar data and repeatedly told their captain jet was descending as if to attack them when the airline was actually remaining in a normal flight. People can commit mistakes. Huge mistakes. The worst scenario of all, if we don't have enough rest, it costs ourselves to be fatigued. A friend of mine, I was sharing this, who is a surgeon. Okay, I grew up with this guy. Basmate kami, classmate kami sa Lourdes, Quezon City. Nakita kami for a gathering. Doctor na siya. Sabi niya ganun, pare, alam mo, ito yung mga bloopers ko. Nag-o-opera ako, sabi niya ganun. So, syempre, para sa kanya, yung normal term. So, binuksan ko. Okay, binuksan ko yung, basta kung anumang part, binuksan ko. E biglang, in the middle of ano, biglang umaray yung pasyente. Yung pala, nakalimutan kong bigyan ng anesthesia. Okay. Tapos, nag-aalis siya sa staff niya. Sabi niya, eh doctor, tinitingnan ho namin ka, nagulat din ho kami. Kasi masyado kayong focus, hindi nyo kami pinapansin. Yung pala sinasabi na sa kanya ng mga care staff niya, Dok, ano nangyari? Bakit? So imagine, para wala anesthesia. Galing, di ba? Hindi lang yun, sabi niya ganun. Ito pa, matindi. So nag-ayos na ako. Inoperahan ko na. So nilagyan ko ng stitches. Mayamay na binibilan ko yung tools ko. Kulang na isa. Yung pala naiho. Literally, this is no joke. Bro, I forgot. It's inside. So I have to open it up again. Alam mo, he could have been gone out. Right? But sabi yung ganun na, bro, number one, alam mo, hindi ako pupunta sa iyo. Hindi ako magpapa-opera sa iyo. Pangalawa, hindi kita i-endorso. And thank you for being honest with me. You know what he said? The reason why? Because I lack sleep. I'm fatigued. There's too much work that I've been thinking. Our bodies needs rest. But listen, our context is God wants us to rest in Him. That's what a Sabbath. It's not just for the sake of letting our bodies rest, but more of our spirit, our soul, our mind is to be rested in God. That's why, here's Augustine. Here's what he said. Our hearts are restless. They find rest in you. You want rest? Real rest? Guess what? We could find that in God. Number three, God wants us to enjoy Him as He works to bless us. Yun yung purpose ng rest. Importante kasi nga gusto ni Lord yung rest natin, ma-enjoy natin siya. Siya yun. Alam ko yung pagiging Kristiyano natin 24/7. He's Lord of everything, di ba? Pero He wants also to set aside a day for us just to focus on Him and worship. And let me tell you, probably to some of you, it could be Sunday. This is not rest for us. This is our gathering. But I hope this morning or this evening, you'll have a moment of your time, a special time with God. Not the usual time of your so-called quiet time, reading the Bible, but it's a time where you'll enjoy who God is. In other words, gusto makipag-date ni Lord sa inyo. Gusto makipagkape ni Lord sa inyo. Kayo lang, one-to-one, one-on-one. Lord, tayong dalawa lang. Mag-speak ka lang sa akin. When was the last time God spoke to you that you heard Him? Speak a personal revelation on you. What about you? Have you poured out all your heart to God? O puro confession lang tayo? Kaya nga, yun yung importante na spiritual growth po sa atin. Sabi po ng Bible, therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Have you ever wondered why God created man on the sixth day, not on the first, second, and third day? Have you ever wondered? God made man the last. You know why? Here's why. Because what He wanted, when Adam would open his eyes, he would see a God who doesn't work, but a God who waits for him. So that Adam would enjoy the presence of God. Not as a God who works. Tapos na ako, anak. I'm waiting for you. That's the full essence of why this Sabbath is important to God. It's our date with God, that we will enjoy His presence, that we will worship God in our own daily life. Can you say amen? Pag tayo puro trabaho, si Lord nagwo-work sa atin. And you know what? Even today, some of you here, I'm preaching this message. Sunday today, supposed to be a rest day, but some of you here are stressed. Some of you here, you're tired. Nag-set up kayo, pumunta ng church, dapat maga pa dahil sa sobrang pagod mo ngayon ka lang nandito, alas 7 pa. Hindi mo ba? Some of you here are tired, you're stressed out. And you're crying out. There's lots of deadlines, lots of quotas, lots of things to do. Nagmamadali ka, nag-ahabol ka. Stress out kaya yun. Di ka ba nagtatrabaho? Stress out ka na. Kaya gusto ni Lord, Sabat ka, anak. Tayong dalawa. Enjoy mo lang ako, bakong bahala sa'yo. I work it out for you because I bless Sabbath day. Made it holy for you. To rest means to what? To lean on something. It means to depend and trust God. So that God will provide for us. Ang problema kasi, kaya ho tayo paminsan walang rest day, iniisip pa natin, we don't trust God enough that God will be the one to supply our needs and provide for our own needs. Kaya ganun tayo mag-isip. Ang mode natin, listen to this, is this. Work, 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 rest. Work, 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 talagang todo bigay, pagod na, pahinga. Hindi ho ganun. Kay Lord, iba. Rest ka, Lord, tayong dalawa. It's my time to strengthen you, anak. It's my time to rejuvenate you, not spa. Because I'm not talking about physical rest. I'm talking about your soul, your mind, your spirit. Let me strengthen you. Make me help you to be, you to be strong. This is a day for you to be strong. Get so much rest because tomorrow you'll be productive in your work. Then you're going to work and you're going to work. And at the end of the day, praise God. And then, Lord, I'll rest the first day. Hindi yung the other way around na Monday, the first day, work tayo. Pagdating na Sunday, tara na, huli na si Lord sa 7 p.m. service, worship ka. Hello? That is not the perspective here. God wants to strengthen you first, to rejuvenate you, to make you strong, so that you could have enough strength for you to work and be productive tomorrow and the rest of the week. Can you say amen to that? On the Sabbath day, you shall not do any work. You need to take some time off. Sabbath rest is not the absence of work, but it's God's working for you. He makes things happen to you. Kaya nga, di ba si Adam, nung nakita niya si Lord, hindi siya nagtrabaho. Fellowship sila, pero ito nangyari. Iginawa si Lord, nagtrabaho si Lord para kay Adam. Kasi nga yung burning issue niya, yung need niya is a partner, someone like exactly him, of opposite sex. Eh kasi nga namili siya, giraffe, bagay para kami ni giraffe? Hindi. Bagay kami ni hippo? Hindi lalo. Bagay kami ni boar? Hindi lalo, di ba? So nangyari, nung nagpahinga si Adam, si Lord gumawa. Kaya nung nakita niya, sabi ni Adam, whoa, man! Woo! Woman, that's for me. God did something. Work while Adam was asleep. And the same goes with that. That's why when you say Sabbath day, it's a time of rest. It actually means, in the Old Testament, the Hebrew word is to bless is to favor you. Success and prosper. That's why I want to remind you of what Miss Chess said during the time of offering when she said in Isaiah 58, if you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, if you honor it by not going your own way, not doing as you please, or speaking idle words, verse 14 says, then you will find favor, your joy in the Lord. How many of you wants to find your joy in the Lord? God wants it to give it to you. And I will cause you to ride to the heights of the land and the feast of the inheritance of your father Jacob, the mouth of the Lord has spoken. God wants to bless. You know what? We have someone here who is a real estate broker, all right? And she was able to cut a deal, all right? Close a deal for $35 million. Grabe. And in fact, compared to the other workers, okay, relax lang siya. Tinanong namin, so, anong ginagawa mo? Pag Sunday ho ba? Nagtatrabaho kayo? Hindi. I don't set appointments on Sunday. Sunday's for the Lord. Sunday is my rest day. It's for Jesus. I come here in church. I do victory groups. But the rest of the week, I work. And so there were people who would call her during the time of Sunday, but she refused. No, meet me tomorrow. Meet me. Let's talk some other time. Hindi siya ganon. Hindi siya yung tipong, ah, tara, itong deal na ito. Hindi ganon. Alam mo ginawa ng Panginoon? When she dedicated this time for the Lord worked for her with this deal of $35 million. Meron sariling lupain dyan sa Mayor Nantipolo, no? Sa San Valley. Kasi nga, because of her putting Jesus first, no other gods, not even money, not even work, shall dictate my faith. But I want to make sure that I please God and honor God and make sure that I obey Him, especially on the Sabbath. Question is, will you trust the Lord? Will you set a day that you put a stop and have a day of a date, a special day with the Lord that you could rest so that God could strengthen you, God could rejuvenate, God could really, body, soul, and spirit, refresh you and strengthen you for you to be prepared for the rest of the working days. Number four, God is the Lord of the Sabbath. He even rested on the seventh day. Alam mo, importante po natin malaman, verse 11, in the 6 days, the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but He rested on the seventh day. Yung nga po yung sinasabi ko kanina, no? Kung si Lord nag-rest, why can't you? Who are you? God could be the one to give you the favor that you need if you only rest. But the whole thing is, yung focus mo kasi yung work. Pag work ka na, hindi na makapasok si Lord. Parang wala na. Pag nag-work ka na, consume ka na dun sa profit. Dun sa patatanggap natin. Kasi ang daming ang concerns, ang daming bills. But you know what? God has its own way. And sometimes, and most of the time, our way is not God's ways. And this is one way for God to show who He is, how He can show how powerful, how He can provide for you. Yung problema, patagas ang ulo natin. Hindi natin naiintindihan to. But if you only set a day, kaya nga, sorry ah, i-ano ko lang, being part of a victory group, is that a big deal for you? You don't have time to do that? And God says, go and make disciples. How come when it comes to our needs, you've been crying out to God? But in terms of what He wants for you, we cannot do this. Yung day mo na yun. Kaya nga sabi ko, isang victory group leader, Sunday kay Lord worship, but you have her own time with God at the same time, really do stuff that God wants her to do. What about us? What caused you? God had His rest day. God wanted you to be the kind of person, to be the man of God, the woman of God, that you have not seen anything yet. But the Lord is the God of the Sabbath. That's why when He dealt with the Pharisees, Jesus emphasized, He was saying, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. A Sabbath day was a day of rest and worship so that we will enjoy God. Are you here today? It was instituted precisely a day of rest and worship unto God so that when you have enough strength, you can minister out there. Kaya nga paminsan you're fearful. Kasi nga si Lord makapag will be the one to deliver all our fears. Eh, Pastor, nahihirapan ako. Hindi kasi ako kagaling, magaling magsalita katulad ng mga victory group leader. Hindi naman pag-aaringan to eh. Pabobohan nga to eh. Unless you learn, unless you realize you're nothing before God. Unless you realize you're zero, you hit bottom. Ang problema, pride natin. Ang problema, iniisip natin. Makapansarili talaga tayo. Iniisip natin yung reputasyon. Iniisip natin kung ano sasabihin ng tao. Si Lord, wala nang ganun. God dealt it on the cross. But what God is saying, can I be God once and for all? Can I show you who am I that I can provide more than you could imagine and reason with me? Because I am God. In-emphasize to yun. Kaya sabi rito, He blessed the Sabbath day and kept it holy. Why? Because God wants to refresh you. God wants to strengthen you. You have not seen yet and have not experienced yet what God is about to do. What I plead to you today is this. Would you make a decision? Would you set aside a day for God? Can you do whatever it takes and fight for that Sabbath? Hindi yung Sabbath na parang tamad, na wala ka nang gagawin, sa bahay ka lang. Hindi naman ganun yan eh. Yung puso natin, na maintindihan natin sa Lord, makikinig tayo kay Lord. Yung puso natin, that is so hard, becomes soft, because you allow God to come. Let me tell you this, there's no other person who can change you except God. And that's why how important this is. At the end of the day, pag something happened to you, sino lalapitan mo si God? Pag nagkasakit yung anak mo, sino lalapitan mo si God? Pag nagkasakit ka, sino lalapitan mo si God? Pag nangyari doon sa business mo, sa work mo, sino lalapitan mo? Si God. But wala tayong rest day? But wala tayong time kay God? That's why I want to encourage you today, friends. You're still young. We still have life. Our future is bright. And God is willing. And He's patiently waiting for you. Just like when He waited Adam. He wants to make sure He's ready to meet him. Because He showed Himself not as a God who works, but a God who's taking time to meet him so that Adam will enjoy His presence and that will come to him in worship. I want to close with this in Matthew chapter 11. And guess what? We're going to worship the Lord just to release us from all concerns. Sabi nito ni Lord, come to me, all of your worry and burden, and I will give you rest. Hindi galit si Lord. I just want you to know, hindi galit si Lord sa inyo. Patient nga siya, gracious nga si Lord. Sabi ni Lord, take my yoke upon you. Take me with you. Learn from me, for I'm a gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. How many of you wants to find rest in your souls? Dapat nga ganun eh, hindi yung body natin. our bodies will follow. But God's promise is to find rest for our souls. Here's what he says, for my yoke is easy and my burden, they're not hard, they're not heavy, but my burden is light. Can we all stand up in our feet today? Say thank you, Lord, for your word today. Thank you, Lord, that you are our personal God and you want us to be in right standing with you. Lord, thank you that you have spoken to us as a church individually, whether student, parent, single people, every one of us who has work. Lord, today, we want to say we're sorry, Lord. We're sorry, Lord God, that we focus so much on work, that we have forgotten to breathe, we've forgotten to enjoy, we've forgotten to have our time of rest in you. Lord, today, as we raise up our hands, Lord, we're saying, Lord, you are our rest. You are our joy. The reason why we live, because you're the one who could strengthen us, to strengthen, Lord God, our own soul and our own minds. Lord, I pray that you refresh us once again. You put down your hands right now. I just want to pray for all, some of you here. I believe the Lord has spoken. We got to set aside a day of Sabbath for the Lord. But yet, I want to pray for you. As Jesus says, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened. I believe there's some of you here, you're tired. You're stressed. You're stressed out. And you've been crying out deep inside. There's a lot of concerns, a lot of worries, deadlines, all these things that you have to do. I say, how could I make, how could I do this? And I believe you can. Even as you set aside before the Lord that day of rest. But at this moment, I'd like to pray for some of you who needed that rest, who needed that refreshing with the Lord, that you could be able to give all your concerns and cast all your cares upon the Lord today. But yet God's promise, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I could take out all the yokes, burdens that you're carrying, but let me come in. Let me come into your heart. Let me give you my light, my yoke, and my burden, which is easy in their life. If you are tired and you need that rest, that touch from the Lord, can I pray for you? Would you raise up your hands if that's you? Raise up all across the place. If you're saying, Lord, I need rest. I need your touch. I need your to refresh me, Lord. I need your power, Lord. Give me that strength that I need. Lord, I can't do this on my own. In fact, I'm giving up. But I just want you to come in, Lord. Lord, while every hands are lifted up today, I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, thank you that you are here, Holy Spirit, and I pray that you release. Before I pray for that, can you take a deep breath and pour out your heart before the Lord today? Let God know how desperately you need of him. Let God know how you want him, how passionately you want his presence in your life. Just ask the Lord today. Just take a deep breath. And as you take a deep breath, I'm asking, Holy Spirit, that you release, Lord God, your refreshing. That this is a time of refreshing, Lord. A time where you're going to release your strength that is beyond human understanding. That peace that comes from you. That, Lord God, joy and rest that comes from you. Lord God, I pray in the name of your Son, Jesus, Holy Spirit, release. Release that peace upon our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Not just peace, but the joy once again to work. The joy, the encouragement, the passion, the excitement, the motivation to work in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that our goal will not be to profit, but our goal will be you, Lord. For you're going to work for us, Lord God, like never before. Even a time of our rest. Thank you for giving us the assurance that we can trust you. We could lean on you and depend on you fully. As you do all the work and meet all our needs. Father, today I pray that you give us your rest. Thank you that your burden is light and your yoke is easy that we're carrying on today. Thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We receive it today by faith. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God.